Oh shit, he's waking up. Good morning, baby. What? No, 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 calm down. You've not gone blind. You're in my bed. I've just got my blackout curtains closed. Here, let me turn the light on, okay? There. Now then. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, don't move. Don't move too much, okay? You've lost a lot of blood. How do you feel? Dizzy, huh? Well, that's normal. And your neck hurts. Oh dear. Well, let me just kiss it better, okay? Do you want some water? Let me pour you some, okay? I brought some water up because I figured you'd be thirsty after what happened. What happened? Oh, you know, nothing much. Well, except for the fact that you collapsed. Lost a lot of blood, which is why you're so pale and you might feel cold and weak. No! I mean, you don't need to go to the hospital. I can take care of you. I brought you home to my house to nurse you back to health. Please. Just, you're fine, okay? I promise, but we can't go to the hospital. It's fine. Just, what? Last night's easy. Good. Well, it's only natural. You did get hit around the head. Yes, so we were walking home and some guy started insulting me, you know, calling me a slut and all that, and naturally you just wanted to defend my honour. So you got into a fight, which is why you got knocked out and why you lost so much blood. Why don't you have any bruises? Why is it only your neck that hurts? Well. Whoa, calm down, please. Those holes you can feel on your neck are knife wounds, yeah. So, the guy pulled a knife out and he tried to stab you and you remember something? Well, you know, it's not good to dwell on the past, live in the present. You remember me pouncing on you? And you saw my eyes red, my face full of hunger, my skin pale, and my mouth. You saw fangs. Baby, I... Alright, I'm sorry, I won't touch you. Yes, I'm a vampire. Baby, please calm down. Don't... Okay, I get it. No need to get violent, okay? I'm backing away. See, I'm over here now. Please, baby, calm down. Look, I know you're scared and angry at me, but please just let me explain. I promise I won't hurt you. If I wanted to kill you, I would have done it, okay? Thank you. Now if you've calmed down, I'll explain. So yes, I'm a vampire. And yes, I bit you and sucked your blood. I'm sorry, but I had no other choice. You see, vampires, real ones that is, aren't quite like what you've seen in movies. We can't turn into bats, and we do actually have reflections. But we need blood. Human blood, ideally. Well, any mammal will do, but human blood is so much tastier and so much more filling too. Like a huge banquet compared to eating a bag of Doritos or something. Anyway, like I said, we need blood. We need food too, just like regular people. But we need blood as well. Without it, we'll grow weak and die. But it's more than that. Something blood allows us to do is disguise our true forms. If we've recently fed, we can darken and warm our skin, hide our fangs, and even go out in the sun without burning. So anyway, last night, you and I went out on a date, remember? It was great. We went out for a meal, and then we went to a club until the early hours. That was the problem. You see, we were both drunk and stumbling back here for some, well, you know what, when the sun started coming up. Because it's summer, the worst time to be a vampire, and I stupidly hadn't fed before coming out, which meant as it were. As the sun hit my skin, I felt my last reserves begin to be used up. My skin went pale, my fangs came out, and I felt my skin got hot. Really hot. Humans get a little sore in the sun. Us, we burn. Literally. You leave a vampire in the sun for long enough, they light on fire. I could feel my skin burning, and I needed to get home, but we were drunk, and I couldn't make it. I'm sorry, but I fed on you. I know you probably hate me and never want to speak to me ever again. Your clothes are in the washing machine. I'll go get them and you can leave, and I promise I'll leave you alone. You forgive me. But I attacked you. Thank you. Listen, this must be a lot to take in, so am I okay? Well, yeah, I took just enough blood to get me home. After you passed out, I carried you here, stripped you, and put you in my bed. Then I fed. Not on you. I had blood packs that I feed from. Not from humans. Mostly. They're from animals. Ethnically sourced human blood is expensive. You're confused. I get it. You see, I'm not just a vampire. Well, I guess you can call it a vegetarian vampire. It's quite popular nowadays. Vampires who believe it's wrong to feed on unwilling human victims. Because it is. So I buy these blood packs, ethnically sourced from animals, mostly cow. There's a big community of vampires, you know? We're everywhere if you know where to look. I didn't used to be like this. I fed on people. A lot of people. And killed a lot of them. I didn't at first when I was younger. I used to only take to survive, but as I got older, I developed a bloodlust. I liked feeding on people. I liked feeling them struggle and beg for mercy. I liked the taste of their blood. And I liked the feeling of them dying in my embrace. I met a guy, another vampire. And we were close. Really close. He was just as fucked up as I was. We'd find another couple, invite them over for drinks, and maybe a little bit more. Then we'd pin them down and start feeding on them. We once started having a foursome with a couple and then pounced. I was sucking the unsuspected guy's dick when suddenly my boyfriend's kisses on his girlfriend's neck turned into bites and she screamed. He did try to help her, but he couldn't because he felt me pin him down and my fangs bite into his cock, sucking the blood out from his quivering boner. The noises he made. Pleasurable, terrified, agony. We fucked on top of their empty corpses. I can see it in your face. You're freaked out, and you're terrified of me. Look, I know I'm a monster, and I'm totally with you on that. I don't blame you for thinking so, but I'm not like that anymore. I hope. So, anyway, eventually we fucked up, met a girl, went back to her place and did our usual sex and dinner with her. Well, it turned out that fucking cocky bitch had a hidden camera set up in her room to film her hookups. When they found her body, her brother found the camera and he saw everything. What we were, and what we did to her. He tracked down my boyfriend, and I don't know exactly what happened, but I don't think he really knew what he was doing. I came over to his house one day to find a guy cut and bruised standing over my boyfriend's dead body with a knife in his vampiric heart. I was so angry. The boy looked at me and he recognised me, but he looked terrified when he realised he didn't have the chance without the element of surprise. I pounced on him. I tortured him. I made sure the last minutes of his existence were complete agony. I made him happy to be allowed to die. I wept for days, mourning my boyfriend. For the first time in my life, I understood grief, pain, loss. And I began to feel guilt. I began to regret all the people I'd killed. I started realizing that humans weren't just cattle. I realized that people were right. I was a monster. I considered killing myself, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I was too scared. So I talked to my brother about it, and he said I should become a vegetarian. He helped me with it. He's been the most understanding. My parents don't approve of my new lifestyle, but they'd rather I drink blood packs and die. Oh yes, my whole family are vampires. It's hereditary. And don't worry, you're not going to become one. I have to specifically infect you with my vampirism when I bite you. I wouldn't dream of cursing you with this. I like you so much. I mean, don't get me wrong. The enhanced strength is nice, the ability to see in the dark, and the fact that I could probably live to nearly 500 if I'm lucky. But trust me, it's not as great as it sounds. You're really taking this better than I could have ever imagined. Thank you. I'm sorry, it's just that you're okay with it. Well, I know we fucked before, but I don't know if you're still okay with it. You know, after the last thing I did to you with my mouth. Thank you. Stick your tongue in. Yeah. You feel that? Listen to my fangs. Careful, they're sharp. So I noticed you're hard. I'm surprised. I figured you wouldn't have enough blood left in you for that. Typical human. Always wanting sex. Alright, fine. But I'm in charge. You're still weak, and I don't want you getting too overworked. And I do have one other condition. We have to do it in the dark. Because that's how vampires do it. Come on, it'll be fun. Great. Seriously, the fact that you're willing to have sex with me after everything I've told you is a huge relief. Alright, now let's just go turn the lights off. Well, look at you, trapped in a dark room with a vampire. Sucks to be you, I guess. Don't worry though, I can see just fine. I can see how cute you are, laying there, helpless, naked and hard. I'm naked too, you know. Well, you don't know, because you can't see me. Shame, I'm quite the looker. You'll just have to imagine those sexy vampire titties, I guess. You can play with them later, Because right now, I want to suck your cock.
What? It's not racist if I do it.
Now lay back and let your girlfriend say sorry. Let me kiss your balls all better. Excited, aren't we? There's some interesting noises and I've barely touched you yet. So how about I lick slowly up your cock? Now that tastes good. I definitely chose you well. Do you want this, baby? Do you want this vampire to put your long, blood-filled pole in her mouth? So close to her fangs. Last chance to pull out. Good, I was hoping you'd say that. God, you taste so good. I'm not just saying that. I love your cock. I love your moaning. So primal. So manly. I wonder how you'd react if I bit into your cock right now. Relax, I'm not gonna do that. Just a thought. Oh yeah, that's that moan for me, baby. Moan for your sexy seductress. Show her how much you love me. You ready to come for me? I want to suck you dry, baby. Ready? Oh, come for me. Come for me, baby. Oh God. Oh. God, that's so good. I could do that all day. I love sucking you. Guess my vampireness is good for more things than I thought. Here, let me cuddle you. You're so warm. Must be all the blood in you. What was that for? My punishment? See, that would work better if I didn't like being spanked. But if you want to punish me, be my guest. Oh. That's it. I'm a bad girl. Here. Let me get on my hands and knees. There you go. Oh, spank away. Oh, yeah. Spank me, baby. Oh, I'm an abomination. I'm an affront to God. Give me the spanking I deserve. Oh, slap me straight to hell. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're in my pussy. I'm surprised you can aim so well in the dark. So what are you gonna do now, human? Oh, pleasure yourself on my pathetic demonic body. That's all I'm good for after all. I don't deserve pleasure. Punish me, human. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, oh, fuck, yes. Oh, oh, shit. Oh, where did you get this energy from? I thought you'd be half dead after that sucking. Oh, oh, wow, baby, fuck me, please. I'm so sorry. I need to come, okay? Please. Please, baby. Oh, let me come. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Come at me, baby. Oh, oh, fuck, come inside me. Oh, 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 oh my God. Oh, wow. Oh, God, that was amazing. Incredible. Hold me, that's it. Oh, thank you. So, I take it I'm definitely forgiven then. Good. Right now though, I think we'd both benefit from a nap. You're still weak from my training, and I stayed up all night panicking about how much you'd hate me. When we wake up, I'll cook something to eat. And we can cuddle and watch a movie or something. I'm thinking Twilight is where werewolf bullies are so cute.